Today's reading begins in the book of Ezra, chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Now, while Ezra prayed and made confession, weeping and casting himself down before God's house, there was gathered together to him out of Israel a very great assembly of men and women and children, for the people wept very bitterly. Shechaniah, the son of Jehiel, one of the sons of Elam, answered Ezra, "We have trespassed against our God, and have married foreign women of the peoples of the land. Yet now there is hope for Israel concerning this thing. Now therefore, let's make a covenant with our God, to put away all the wives and those who are born of them, according to the counsel of my Lord and of those who tremble at the commandment of our God. Let it be done according to the law. Arise, for the matter belongs to you, and we are with you. Be courageous and do it." Then Ezra arose and made the chiefs of the priests, the Levites, and all Israel to swear that they would do according to this word. So they swore. Then Ezra rose up from before God's house, and went into the room of Jehohanan, the son of Eliashib. When he came there, he didn't eat bread or drink water, for he mourned because of the trespass of the exiles. They made a proclamation throughout Judah and Jerusalem to all the children of the captivity, that they should gather themselves together to Jerusalem, and that whoever didn't come within 3 days, according to the counsel of the princes and the elders, all his possessions should be forfeited, and he himself separated from the assembly of the captivity. Then all the men of Judah and Benjamin gathered themselves together to Jerusalem within the 3 days. It was the 9th month, on the 20th day of the month, and all the people sat in the wide place in front of God's house, trembling because of this matter, and because of the great rain. Ezra the priest stood up and said to them, "You have trespassed, and have married foreign women, increasing the guilt of Israel. Now therefore, make confession to the Lord, the God of your fathers, and do his pleasure. Separate yourselves from the peoples of the land and from the foreign women." Then all the assembly answered with a loud voice, "We must do as you have said concerning us. But the people are many, and it is a time of much rain, and we are not able to stand outside. This is not a work of 1 day or 2, for we have greatly transgressed in this matter. Now let our princes be appointed for all the assembly, and let all those who are in our cities who have married foreign women come at appointed times, and with them the elders of every city and its judges, until the fierce wrath of our God is turned from us, until this matter is resolved." Only Jonathan, the son of Asahel, and Jaaziah, the son of Tikva, stood up against this, and Meshulam and Shabbethai the Levite helped them. The children of the captivity did so. Ezra the priest, with certain heads of fathers' households, after their fathers' houses, and all of them by their names, were set apart, and they sat down in the 1st day of the 10th month to examine the matter. They finished with all the men who had married foreign women by the 1st day of the 1st month. Amongst the sons of the priests who were found who had married foreign women, of the sons of Jeshua, the son of Jozadak and his brothers, Maaseiah, Eleazar, Jarib, and Gedaliah, they gave their hand that they would put away their wives, and being guilty, they offered a ram of the flock for their guilt. Of the sons of Immer, Hanani and Zebediah. Of the sons of Harim, Maaseiah, Elijah, Shemaiah, Jehiel, and Uzziah. Of the sons of Pashur, Elionai, Maaseiah, Ishmael, Nethanel, Jozabad, and Elisha. Of the Levites, Jozabad, Shimei, Kaliah, also called Kelita, Pethahiah, Judah, and Eleazar. Of the singers, Eliashib. Of the gatekeepers, Shalom, Telem, and Uri. Of Israel, of the sons of Parosh, Ramiah, Isaiah, Malkijah, Mijamin, Eleazar, Malkijah, and Benaiah. Of the sons of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah. Of the sons of Zattu, Elionoi, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Aziza. Of the sons of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai. Of the sons of Bani, Meshulam, Maluk, Adiah, Jashub, Sheel, and Jeremoth. Of the sons of Pahath Moab, Adna, Chelal, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh. Of the sons of Harim, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malkijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malluk, and Sheremiah. Of the sons of Hashum, Mattaniah, Mattatah, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. Of the sons of Bani, Madai, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Chelui, Benaiah, Meremoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattanai, Jasu, Bani, Binui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnadabai, Sheshai, Sherai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. Of the sons of Nebo, Jeiel, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Edo, Joel, and Benaiah. All these had taken foreign wives. Some of them had wives by whom they had children. The first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 6, starting in verse 1. Dare any of you, having a matter against his neighbor, go to law before the unrighteous, and not before the saints? Don't you know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world is judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Don't you know that we will judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have to judge things pertaining to this life, do you set them to judge who are of no account in the assembly? I say this to move you to shame. Isn't there even one wise man amongst you who would be able to decide between his brothers? But brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Therefore it is already altogether a defect in you that you have lawsuits one with another. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be defrauded? No, but you yourselves do wrong and defraud, and that against your brothers. Or don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Don't be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor extortionists will inherit God's kingdom. Some of you were such, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and in the Spirit of our God. All things are lawful for me, but not all things are expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of anything. Foods for the belly and the belly for foods, but God will bring to nothing both it and them. But the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Now God raised up the Lord, and will also raise us up by his power. Don't you know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a prostitute? May it never be! Or don't you know that he who is joined to a prostitute is one body? For the two, he says, will become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or don't you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Psalm 31, beginning in verse 9. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am in distress. My eye, my soul, and my body waste away with grief, for my life is spent with sorrow, my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, my bones are wasted away. Because of all my adversaries, I have become utterly contemptible to my neighbors, a horror to my acquaintances. Those who saw me on the street fled from me. I am forgotten from their hearts, like a dead man. I am like broken pottery. For I have heard the slander of many, terror on every side, while they conspire together against me. They plot to take away my life. But I trust in you, Lord. I said, you are my God. My times are in your hand. Deliver me from the hand of my enemies and from those who persecute me. Make your face to shine on your servant. Save me in your loving kindness. Let me not be disappointed, Lord, for I have called on you. Let the wicked be disappointed. Let them be silent in Sheol. Let the lying lips be mute, which speak against the righteous insolently, with pride and contempt. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.